Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. Some of you may know him from Dance Plus, and some of you may know him from other reality shows. He's also my former dance teacher, and his name is Faizan Malik. Hi, how are you today?
Hi Anika, I'm doing good. Thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. I'm really glad and very happy that you are at this stage doing something like this. You know, you started off very young coming to my dance class, and now you're doing all this podcast and stuff. You know, it's really great. Like, I'm actually feeling honored to be here.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's my pleasure to host you on the show. I mean, you've done so much, and you have, like, you know, taught me my so much dancing, and, like, you know, everything from just not just like dancing, but every single aspect, like this creative and, like, you know, never giving up in dance or anything. My first question for you is, could you please like introduce yourself and, like, you know, let everyone else who does not know you, like, know you a little bit better?
So basically my name is Faizan Malik. So that's the first thing. So I am a professional dancer, teaching from past 11 years. But dancing from approx 20 years as of now, and I am specialized in popping. That's my style, but I also teach hip-hop and Bollywood, and know little bit foundations of other styles too, which come in the hip-hop tree. I was a part of Dance Plus season 1, that was on the national television Star Plus, like 7 or 8 years ago. Then I had one second place in this reality show named High Fever, that was on INTV, again on National Indian Television. I've been teaching across the globe in many countries through my online platform and through my company, Never Stop Dancing. And I also own a podcast channel that's there on my Instagram and on YouTube, which is named as Dance Talks, where we only talk about dance, and, you know, we interview a lot of dancers and we get to know their perspective. So right now I am doing the online classes. I'm teaching my, you know, spreading my knowledge to a lot of people across many countries, and I am interviewing a lot of dancers from India, and there are many plans ahead with that. So that show name is Dance Talks. So everyone can check it out at Faizan Malik _. That's my Instagram. And Faizan Malik, if you type it on YouTube, you may get there too.
So everyone, do check out his videos. Do check out his popping. I'll be linking his YouTube channel in the show notes. You can check that out.
Also my Instagram page, you need to like, okay?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So, tell us your background story. Like, how did you get started in dance?
My background story, like, everyone has their own unique stories. But then in that unique stories also, there are some very, very similarities in among all the artists. So basically, it was my mother who found out that I am able to show some interest in dancing. So there was a Shah Rukh Khan song that was there from a Bollywood movie named Josh that was coming in. So I was very, very young, and I was like, what, 3 years old, 3.5. And that time I used to copy that song's costume, the way he's riding his bike. So I had like a bicycle in my home. So I used to, wear some jacket, because Shah Rukh Khan was wearing leather jacket in that song. So I used to wear my jacket, some denim, or I don't even remember. My mother used to tell me this, and then I rode bicycle in my home completely. And then she was like, and he's able to copy the moves, and he's able to copy the costumes, he's able to copy even the dance moves. So I think there is some space of the, you know, you the touch of artist in his life. So let's try that out, and maybe, you know, put him to a dance class or something, because my mother did not know where it was exactly, but then she found out, and then she researched, and she put me into a dance class. Then slowly my interest started building up. Also, my mother, when she was very young, when she was in her 6th or 5th grade, she was very interested in dancing, but due to her family responsibilities and her the life hardships she had to face, that's why she couldn't take this up. So that was also the reason that made her realize, okay, I think my son is interested in this too, so yeah, let's go for it. And then she put me into dancing, and then that's how I started my dancing career, and that's what my background of dancing is all about.
Yeah, I totally love how you explained this. I think, as you said, like, every person's background story is like really different. Like, for you, it started from Bollywood dances and movies, and copying the style and understanding and realizing that you love dancing. Whereas for someone else, it could just be because, you know, they just were forced to do it and then they end up loving it. Or, you know, just like, they just ended up starting dancing just like that for fun and then slowly ended up liking it.
Yeah. So, but more than me realizing, it was my mother, you know, who supported me a lot, and she made me realize that I am for this one. Like, even in dancing career, there was a point where I was not being me when I was dancing. Yeah. So then in that also, she was like, no, this, in even in dancing, there are a lot of streams and branches and how you portray yourself as an artist. So she was the one who was like, no, this is how you are supposed to be, not and you're meant to be like this. You are a star like this, not this way. So it, all the credit goes to my mother, you know. So that's how my background my background score for my dancing career would all go to my mother.
Yeah, I think like what you're saying is like totally correct. Like, you know, it's always good to appreciate the people behind your success. I mean, obviously not every single part of your success is just you. It's other people like your parents, your family, your friends, your other dance teachers in your case, like who may have taught you. And, you know, like just appreciating everyone is just like a very good key part of being human, and like, you know, showing that
parents are the first. I think parents are the first teacher, I think, for everything. No matter what the artist feel or anything else, but I think the first appreciation comes for all the parents, because I don't think there's any other better teacher than parents in your life.
Yeah, totally agree. So what were your favorite moments in your dance career, or in just your life in general?
So should I break it down like this for you, in general or in just in dance?
You could do any, like, you know, it could be like a mix of dance and general both.
If I sum up to this everything, you know, my life has always been dancing, you know, always been into dancing. So I was not a kid who used to go out, even spend his time somewhere else hanging out with friends, because I love dancing so much that I used to invest all my energy, you know, after school or whatever it was, into dancing much. And that's why there have been like a lot of fun moments, rememberable moments, where, you know, the times where I was very happy because I got selected in auditions, but at the same time it was very, I think for me the memorable moments in my life would be those when I'm not able to make it to some point, because if I don't remember them, I don't think I wouldn't reach where I am today, because I cherish them more than my happy moments, because those are the moments where you can either go down completely and, you know, become nothing, or either you can just push yourself up and, you know, keep going up and up and up. So I completely cherish those moments where I have literally sweat hard and worked hard for it, and then even I'm not able to achieve anything at that point of moment, and then I'm like, oh, this is not how it's supposed to be, and I will work it out even more, and I will work harder and harder, and I'll be able to achieve this. And I have achieved whatever I've manifested. And yeah, but the thing is, still goes on. Even for example, like my dance talks right now, like, you know, it was like 2-year thing. I was thinking from past 2 years, it was not happening. I'm not able to start it. But then last year, somehow I started it. So, you know, those are the moments where you need to cherish and, you know, have fun with, where I think where you're not able to achieve it one day. And then, you know, even after a year or a month, you achieve something and you be like, yeah, I did it finally. So I think those are the most memorable moments for me, or even for my students, because I see my students, I see your younger sister, I see you at times when you're not able to achieve something. I am like, oh, I need to remember this day, because after a year or after a month, this thing is going to change for sure. So if I have to remember that moment, okay, this is a time she lost, she's not able to do it, I'm not able to do it. Now, let's keep this in head and try to change this scenario and make it into a happy one.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. I think it's always like the failures of our life that help us grow into the person. I think without like the mistakes, or without having like, you know, failures, quote unquote, you can't really like grow as a person. Like if you have just like a perfect life, no obstacles, no failures, no mistakes, just gonna be like, you know, you're achieving everything and not really learning. Like, you know, you're not expressing yourself to the point where you can see those changes and see that you're not always perfect.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I just wanted to conclude that always cherish your, I wouldn't say failure moments, but where you're not able to achieve, you feel like you're very down. I mean, just be happy in that state too. I know it's difficult, but just be like, this state is there only because something's coming good now. Like something's better coming for sure. That's why this moment has come. If I'm not happy today, then I won't be happier tomorrow. So you gotta be happy today about this moment. Oh, this is not happening. Cool, no matter what, I will make it happen tomorrow. You see, and it's going to come for sure.
Yeah. What is your definition of success? Like, what do you really think the core meaning of this is?
Success, for me, you know, there was three, I think there was a, how do you say, like there was a Bollywood movie, Three Idiots. In that also, they say that, you know, it's not about success, it's about being capable, being excellent in something that you do. So what happens, success is measured every day, but excellence is forever. Being capable is forever. Like, you know, today, okay, I'm like, okay, today my video hits so many views. Okay, that's a success. Tomorrow I'm getting a new work. That's success for me. It's not just that one day, you know, oh, I'll be achieving that. That I know for sure that my goals will come true. But every day is measured in success for me. But being excellent in something and being just one person who is there in this field and anybody else cannot match up to your excellence is the definition of success for me. Just be yourself and nobody should be able to touch you or be even close to what you do. Be that excellent and people should be like, oh, okay, this guy does something and I don't think anybody else should be able to do, and in future also will be able to match up to the way he does it. So that's something for me, because if excellence is there, trust me, success will be hitting you every day. It'll come to you every day. So excellence is equal to success for me. So you be excellent. For example, if you're doing a podcast, if you're running a podcast, Anika, then you have to be good at that and you have to create your own world and you have to create your own, differentiation from others, what they're doing right now. And I know you will. So that one day, it'll be like, you know, Anika's podcast, it's unmatchable to anyone. So once you're excellent in that, success will come to you every day, every month, every year.
Yeah, I totally agree with like your definition. I think everyone I've ever interviewed, like they have different definitions. Some say success is when they feel happy with what they're doing. Some say that they don't really have a set definition because it's a very wide, abstract topic that has many definitions and many like concrete, that like there is no set concrete explanation for it. And I think out of all of these, I really like the way you explain that, you know, excellence is equal to success and not success is equal to excellence. I think it's just important to understand that success is not everything. It's just like a small part of your life that can be achieved if you work hard.
Yeah, because, you know, success is also like an end point for me, you know. A success, you know, for example, if you want to buy a house, if you're considered, like if you a state success is equal to something like, you know, materialistic thing, trust me, it's not going to be there. And even an emotion, for example, like you said, success is equal to being happy, because you cannot be happy every day. It's a human emotion. It'll come to the end and die. But if you are excellent in something that you do, trust me, success will be hitting you in a smaller amount. It will be hitting you in a bigger amount. But you just gotta be excellent. Like, you know, just be the best at what you do. And trust me, success is going to be there every day. Like, just you, that I have faced it. Trust me, believe me, in whatever, you know, you do and you're best at it, you know, every day you're going to be there about what you want, whether it's materialistic or in human emotion, you will be there. But if you're just aiming for one thing, oh, today, you know, oh, you know what, my success is I need to buy a house, let's say, or I need to buy a car. The moment you buy a car, you're happier. But then what? Later what? Next what? But then if you're excellent, trust me, you will be getting every day a lot of things. People will be coming, meeting you. You know, it's a vast concept though. But for now, let's keep it excellence is equal to success.
Yeah, I think that's like the key thing. Those of you listening to this episode, I'll be quote unquote putting that line into the show notes, just like so you can kind of get an idea what this episode is going to be about. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Yes, thank you so much, Anika, for, you know, having me here. I am just very, very honored again to be here to talk on your podcast, that you made me feel that I was able to, you know, be here and be here as a guest. And you thought that I have done something in my life that I could, you know, share an experience about. So it was a very heart-touching moment for me also, because you started off as a student with me and now we are sitting in the same space and we are talking to each other like, you know, you're exactly my age. It feels weird though, but it's like weirdly good, and I feel very happy about this. And I just want to say good luck and all the best to whatever you want to achieve with your podcast, or maybe down the line something else. But just make sure that you are happy and you are the best at what you do. And it'll surely happen. Let's manifest that, and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much. I had a great time chatting with you. It was awesome to like talk to you on this level and, you know, hear what you had to say about your dance story as well as your experience behind success and your definition of it. So everyone out there listening to this episode right now, I'll be putting up all the links in the show notes. Be sure to check out his music and his Instagram to see what he's up to next. Thank you everyone, and have a nice day. Stay tuned for new episodes every Sunday and a few interviews here and there next week. Tomorrow I'll be doing a Hunger Games special, so stay tuned for that as well. Thank you so much and have a very good day.